Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this last Sunday of the year. What a blessing it is to be able to gather together and worship God on this last Sunday towards the end of the year. It's also the first Sunday after Christmas. I hope you all had a great Christmas time, and it is time to take down the decorations now. That's the sad part. God has been good, so let us be thankful for that. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin, so we'll go over that quickly. The food bank ministry continues, and please donate in cash or in kind according to what you can. And also, we are delighted to report that we were able to give out gifts, Christmas gifts, to about 20 children in this community. And also, we were able to help two needy families with food and part of their rent. So that is good. If you haven't donated specifically to that, you still can donate. We are still taking donations. Please continue to support the ministry that supports the community here. The books are still available. It will also $10 book that will also benefit the Piedmont Missions. Our mailing address is listed there for anyone who wants to mail in. And the cooking class will be on January 11th, Saturday at 10 a.m. The third Thursday luncheon will be on January 16th at 1 p.m. at Golden Corral. Please join for a time of fellowship and lunch. Today, December 29, is the last Sunday of the month, and we need to have some business taken care of for the next year to confirm the pastor for one more year, and also the decision to join AIM so that we can start looking for a pastor later on when I retire or I can move on. So that is something that we want to work with the Association of Independent Methodist Churches so they can give us some candidates and we look at those things. So Ms. Lou will move.
It's the Pastor Sandra that we're going to vote on this morning. And I'm making a motion that we would retain Pastor Matthew for another year. And I need a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Now we are ready to vote. Vote by raising your hand.
No, we don't have to vote.
We don't have to vote.
Any objections?
We don't need
to.
Any objection?
No.
Okay.
And the second.
Passed unanimous.
The second.
Lily second.
Ricky. Oh, Lily, are you second?
The motion is second, Pastor, so now we're ready to...
Yes,
yeah, okay.
The motion is second, and now they have voted, so...
Did you ask the second one? Second item?
Yes, with approval of the Piedmont Fellowship Church of John Associated Independent Methodist Churches as a connected network members. I think you explained that.
Yeah, so that's I explained it already. So there's two items that we have to decide for approval for one more year to retain the pastor and also to join the Independent Methodist Association so that we can work with them as a network.
Anybody have an objection?
So she moved and
Chuck
seconded it? Okay. So that's all we needed. So I didn't want to have a separate meeting and spend all time together for that.
Okay.
Thank you all for continuing the ministry here in this church. Next Sunday we will have the Reverend Dr. Gary Thornton from Mississippi. He is the pastor of relationship of Association of Independent Methodist Churches. He will be here preaching to us, and he will explain more about what we can do together, and also if you have any questions, we can ask him on that. We work with Reverend Austin Robertson and his church, Faith Methodist Church in Marietta. So we can all work together as a cluster that we can support each other in various ways. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. We take our donations on our website now, so you can use credit cards or debit cards. Many of you are doing that already. It's very easy to use that if you want to use that options. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements that anyone else have?
Thank you.
Okay, we will continue with our worship. We will fix it during the fellowship time. The opening hymn is Come Christians Join to Sing. It is 158 in your hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Eternal and almighty, everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name, in this church and also online to worship together as your children. We thank you for another year as we come to the close of this 2024. As we look back and we reflect on all the blessings that we received and your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you that you have been with us through the days of this past year. And thank you that you are constantly with us. You comforted us when we needed comfort. And you heard our prayers when we asked and requested. Forgive us, Lord, for the sins that we have committed and our backslidings in this past year. We pray that you will go with us into this new year. There is none of us who knows what the new year will hold. But we know that you will be there with us through the future. We thank you that every moment of that year is in your hands and you will be with your people. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We adore you. We lift up your name. Glorify your name, God. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Each and every one of us will be blessed by your comforting presence today. And your word to empower us as we go from this place. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Hey, you think you can get off? First, where should we go?
in India too.
Back in India we have.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay, count your many blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged singing all his songs, count your many blessings, sing them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, sing them one by one.
Responsive reading is taken from Psalm 66 verses 8 through 20. If you turn with me to the page 790 of the book, we can do it, read it responsively. If you are able, please stand. Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of God's praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip.
For you, O God, have tested us, you have tried us as silver is tried.
You brought us into the net, you laid affliction on our loins, you let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us forth to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble.
I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings
with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who worship God, and I will tell what God has done for me.
I cried aloud to God, who was highly praised with my tongue.
If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
But truly God has listened, and has given heed to the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, or removed his steadfast love from me. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time where we share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also we lift up our prayers of concerns and burdens to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time. The back of the bulletin you have, you can see in the boxes our regular prayer requests. Please pray for these items and these people listed there in your regular prayers, in your daily prayers. Please post this in your study area or wherever you spend your time in prayer. So remember all these items and people in your regular daily prayers. Some of the highlights here is Lois Thompson, Miss Lou's sister. She is recovering very well.
Yes,
thanks
good.
For all you're of your
good.
Prayers. So please continue thank to keep you. Her in your
thank
prayers
you
and thank
prayer.
You for all the prayers that you have made. We are glad to see Jean McBrayer back with us today. Thank you for bringing her today also. And pray for Harry Bezor, Grace Haynes, Carol Clements, Claudia, Jerry Raines, and Richard Sims. And I heard from Wayne that Jerry will be moving to a facility soon.
Well, he's on a wait list.
He's on a wait list, okay. So please pray for these people for continued recovery, above all for peace and comfort for them and their families. And the pray for the families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, the Knuckles family, the Horn family, Stephen family, and all those who are struggling with various grief and separation during this time. Let us pray for them. Let's pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. Keep them in our prayers, especially during this holiday season. They have a tough job to do. Pray for them, pray for their families, for their safety. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress and many others who make decisions during this transition time. That God will lift up the right people in the right positions for leadership in the next administration. That God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. Also pray for world leaders to have peace in this world when they make decisions, that they will fear God when they make decisions. Pray for our church, the opportunities that God has given us in this community to be a blessing here, so that we can use those opportunities faithfully in whatever way we can. And thank you all for the continued support that you are doing through this church to this community. And it's always a blessing to see people stepping up and supporting the church and the community. Pray for all the churches in this community, all those who are pastors and ministers and missionaries who are working in the vineyard of God, to be faithful in their work and to do their work faithfully. Pray for the leaders of the church, bishops and many others. And I wanted to thank Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. Every year they send us a check. This year also they send us $250. It's an unknown donor who donates to all the churches in this area. That's been going on for the last 10 years. And we got part of that money and thank the church and the donor for that.
And it comes from what church?
Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Dahlonega. I don't know that church, but this has been going on for the last 10 or more years apparently. And I failed to announce that there will be lunch after service. There's a special birthday celebration, so all are invited for the lunch. There's a lot of food out there, so please join in the fellowship hall for the lunch.
Hispanic.
Yeah, for the Hispanic ministry, they are celebrating some blessings there.
Yeah, Jean and Linda, it may not be country cooking.
Maybe Mexican cooking.
They like Los Rios.
Are there any special call-outs or prayer requests? Just pray for those who are traveling during this time. There was another plane crash in South Korea that took a lot of lives, and there was another plane shot down a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of tragedies happening around the world. So let us pray that God will bring peace and comfort to those families that are affected by this. There are no other special prayer requests or call-outs. Let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. We read in the book of Isaiah that surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Loving God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us to bring our request to you in terms of blessings and also in terms of our concerns. And we also thank you for the privilege that you have given us to pray for others, to intercede for the needs of other people. It is a privilege that you have given because of your Son Jesus Christ, who gave us eternal life through his life. We thank you for all the blessings that we have received and we continue to receive in our lives. The gift of life, family and friends and fellowship and church, and many, many things that we enjoy in our lives that sometimes we forget to recognize or acknowledge. God, thank you for this life that you have given us so that we can live here in this world as a blessing. We come before you with our needs and concerns also, Lord. We lift up those who need your protection and guidance and those who need healing in their bodies. We pray for that you will touch them, especially we thank you for the progress that you have given us in the recovery of Lois. Continue to be with her and recover her body back to normal after the surgery. And we pray for her family to have peace during this time. We thank you that you were, Miss Jean was able to join us today here. Continue to be with her and strengthen her in her body and her spirit. We pray for Grace Haynes and Harry Bezor, Carol and Claudia, Jerry and Richard Sims. We pray for your continued healing hand to touch him, Lord. Touch them and heal them according to your time and grace. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their families' lives. We pray for all those caretakers who care for them, that they will be patient and filled with grace of God during the time. We know that they have a tough job to handle, to care for their dear ones. Bless them with your grace, Lord. We pray for all those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, the families that we have mentioned here. We pray for your grace and comforting presence to be with them, Lord. We pray for your comforting presence to be with the families when they go through the grieving time, that they can find hope of resurrection and eternal life that you have promised us. We pray for all those service workers who are serving us on a daily basis. Behind the scenes, many are working hard during this holiday seasons. We pray for your grace upon them, for their safety and their family's safety. Bless them, Lord, and bless their families. We pray for our nation, we pray for our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. We pray for your grace upon them and give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, that they will choose the right people in the next administration's leadership positions. We pray for world leaders, pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions, that they will also bring peace and unity in this world. We pray for all of those who are affected by various tragedies around the world, especially the plane crashes and many other things that are happening around the world, wars and problems, internal struggles, many, many things that are happening around the world. People, we pray for them to have peace at this time, to bring peace into those areas, O God. We thank you for our church here, that you have given us this opportunity to hear in this community to serve you, to share your love and care and compassion to the needy people around us. We thank you for lifting our church during this holiday season to be a blessing to the community and the children in our ministry here also. Bless us, Lord, as we look forward to the next year, to continue to do the work more actively and more faithfully, to use the opportunities you give us faithfully, Lord. We pray for all the churches in this community, your grace upon the ministers and the pastors and the bishops and all those who are leading them. We pray for the world church at large and the missionaries and many others who work in various parts of the world. We pray for your grace and comforting presence to be with them and strengthen them with your Holy Spirit. Fill them with the power of the Spirit that they will also spread your care and compassion and love to wherever they are with the opportunities that they are given. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our prayers, the meditation of the word we make here today. Bring honor and glory to your name. and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who told us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may take up the offertory, please. Perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. We bring a portion of what you have given us from all the abundant blessings that you showered upon us. Bless this opportunity that we use to be a blessing to this community. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your love. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. Scripture reading is taken from Psalm 40, verses 1 to 5. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before your word with an open heart and open mind. Illumine our souls so that we can see the meaning of the message we hear today. Help us to be obedient to your call in whatever way the Spirit calls us, Lord. Help us to humble our hearts and minds before your word. As we meditate on your word, let your Holy Spirit work through us and through me and through each of us to this world, to be a blessing here. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I have reminded you earlier, it's the time to come to the close of this year, and we are faced with the same familiar sadness when we come to the close of the holiday season. I don't know about you, but I feel that kind of sadness every year. The celebration of Christmas comes and goes so quickly. And when it is time to take down all the decorations and the lights and all those things and then look forward to the new year, many people are stressed out. In fact, the season, the weeks following the Christmas, first 2 weeks, are considered to be the most depressing time of the year. And in fact, there's a study that says January 9th or somewhere around that is the most depressing day of the year as they did the study.
Great.
I think it is true because you are back to work and then all those bills that you spend on the money in the holidays start to pile up, and your bank accounts grows thin, and a lot of things that happen together right after the holidays. And then you have to take down all those decorations and the lights. That is another thing. It's not exciting as it is to put it up. When we start putting it up, we put it on days and days, and you add on things for 2 weeks. When you take it down, you have to take all of that down. That's what I always remind my wife, that if you start putting more and more stuff, remember you have to take all of them down sometimes. So it is a time of stress and depression for many. That's a thing that happens after the holidays. So I was reading a writing from a woman about this yesterday. She was writing like this: when she takes out the Christmas decorations, he focuses on the nativity scene, and when she takes down each piece, she would thank God, and she would pray. When she takes down the shepherds, for example, she would pray to be like a shepherd in the next year, to lead and nurture and to guide others, if God gives us an opportunity. And then she takes down the wise men or any other things, she would ask God to be like them, to make her like them, that she can hear your call and use God's gifts. And also, looking at the baby, Mary and Joseph, she would also pray to God that I want to be like Mary and Joseph, to be obedient to your call. So each piece has a message for you if you look at it closely. So think about that when you take them down. Every piece is talking to you as we take them down. This is a comforting message that I read. And especially when she takes out the manger and everything, it talks to you like Jesus talking to you. And to have that love, filled with that love and kindness in the year to come. So praying with this nativity scene is a way that helps to ease the post-Christmas sadness and gives a sense of hope and excitement to the new year. We can look forward with hope when we walk hand in hand with our Lord and Savior Jesus. So counting our blessings during this time of the year is a very good way to relieve our stress and sadness. I don't know how many of you know that we do a lot of counting every day. We probably don't realize it. Especially when you wake up in the morning, when you think that you have to go to the church, you start counting the minutes and the hours, I mean minutes and seconds. And if you have a doctor's appointment, you count the minutes and appointments, right? And when our grandson was learning to count, he used to count things that we normally overlook. I mean, they usually start counting with their fingers, right? So that's normal that we can see that. But we don't count our fingers every day. I hope not. But he started counting some of the unusual things. Like he would count the number of leaves on the little plant in the house, or he would count his toys. But many things that we feel like are not significant are important for kids when they start counting. So when I thought about it, and when he started counting the unusual things, I thought about it, maybe I need to learn how to count again. He taught me to count. So many things that we get immersed in and that we fail to see all the good things around us. We have forgotten to count the new friends we made during this year. All the people that have come into our lives, to recognize that and to acknowledge and thank God for that. And the many ways that God has kept us through in the times of trouble that we have gone through. When I look at that, our 10 fingers or even 20, including the toes, are not enough to count all that God gives us every day. That's what the psalmist is saying, that many, O Lord, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, none can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. It's a children's prayer that I learned while I was in a Christian school for my early education time in India. They used to make us pray this prayer every day in the morning. Father, we thank thee for the night and for the pleasant morning light. I don't know if you ever had that. They made us pray that every morning, so we have it by heart. And for rest and food and loving care and all that makes the day so fair. Help us to do the things we should, to be to others kind and good, in all we do in work or play, to grow more loving every day. So that was a song that we used to sing for, I think I sang it for about every day for about 7 years, until seventh grade we sang this. It's a meaningful song. At that time it didn't make much sense to me. But when I look at it now, it came back to me, that old song that we were praying. What are blessings when we consider to thank God for our blessings? What do we consider blessings? It is important to understand what blessings are before we start counting them. Our life in this world is a blessing, you and I know that.
Yes.
We did not come to this world by our choice. Our time in this world is a gift from God. It was God's blessing that you and I are to be here in this world as human beings. It is not our choice. It was not our choice, not anybody else's choice. God not only gave us this life as a gift in this world, but he also gave us all that is needed to sustain our lives. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we read, "Everything we need for a godly life through knowledge of him who God gave us by his own glory and goodness." He gave us everything for God's godliness and living in this world. Through this he has given us the very precious promises that you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. So God gave us all the things that we need, us physically that we need, and also he came to rescue us from our sins. So he also gave us everything spiritually that we need. In other words, he gave us everything that we need to sustain our body, soul, and spirit. We are human beings with body, soul, and spirit. Unlike the plants and the animals, we have a soul and we have a spirit that is eternal. So it is impossible to count the number of breaths or the number of pulses in our body makes every day without some help. If you start counting your breaths, and that is one thing I started to when my grandson was starting to count. You know, he was looking for things to count, and I couldn't find anything. I said, well, let us start counting our breath. And he started counting a couple of them and said, no, it's not important. He said, it's not important. He said, it's not important. But that opened my eyes. It is important to count our breaths, but how many of us do that? Especially during the COVID time. A friend of mine, he's not a friend of Ivan's relative, Mohan, was in the hospital for 30-some days during the COVID time. He was completely gone. And he told me that this is the time I found that how important it is to count your breaths. Every breath he takes, he was counting, because they were looking for a certain number in a minute, and he was not getting there. Until he gets there, he was at risk of losing his life. So counting the breaths is very important, even though we don't count it. Our body is an amazing and a mysterious creation of God. Even the medical science, with all the technology here today, has not even explored a portion of our body, how it functions. An average person takes 20,000 to 25,000 breaths a day. 20 to 25,000 breaths a day. If we could track our breaths the way many people do steps or exercise, the results would be astonishing. And children actually do more breaths than adults. So, and also if you look at our heartbeats, you know, you don't count their heartbeats unless you have a problem. That becomes important when you go to their doctor. So these are all called vital signs, right? The doctors go there and take your pulse and your heart and your temperature. These are all numbers that they count. We count them very important. And I was looking at our blood circulation. I didn't know if you add up all the blood vessels in our body in a long tube, it says it is 60,000 miles long. That's a long, long pipeline that we are running in each of our bodies. It's an amazing creation that God has given us. So aren't we supposed to be thankful for all of these things? Even though we don't understand how all these things work, somehow these things work.
Amen.
I don't understand it. But God makes all of these things work. So then it comes to the counts of platelets and RBCs and white blood cells and red blood cells and the hemoglobin. Then A1C, PSA, all these counts are important, right? But how many times you think about it? These are all things that are being counted in our bodies, and some of them, we are not even know how to count them. So God has made this so amazingly wonderful creation as our bodies that God has given us. To be here alive in this world is a great blessing. It's a so complicated structure of our body. To sustain it, God is giving us all we need every day. All of these are functioning so much, coordinating each other. We have to count our body and blessings with whatever ailment we may be going through, even in spite of that. What would you pay to be able to walk or see or hear or breathe? There's no value you can put on that. And then God gave us a soul to discern from good from evil, that the animals on the plants do not have. God gave us the discernment about, that is our soul. We are not just like a body, a living body living with meaningless purpose in our lives. We have a purpose, and we have a soul that we can discern things, what to do, what is good and what is bad. And then we have a spirit, the spirit of God that God gave in us, the eternal nature of our being. That is what the Bible teaches us, that when God created man, he breathed his life into Adam. Adam became a living being. That is what human being is all about. The breath of God flows through each and every one of us, body, soul, and spirit. And then God has given us the people in our lives. One of the great blessings that we have as human beings is the people around us. Sometimes we may not like them. But remember, without those people around us, even if you don't like them, you have no life. Amen. If you were the only one in this world, what would that life be? Oh, or if my wife and I were the only people in this world, what would that life be like? Probably kill each other, right? But the people that we may like or we may not like around us are a blessing from God.
Amen.
So let us count those people who are even not part of our lives, but make our life present in this world. Let us be thankful for that. That's a blessing in our life. We should recognize first and foremost that the people around us are a gift themselves, rather than obligations that we have to take care of. Let us always love people, because they are part of what God has given us to be here as blessings. We can count those people.
Amen.
Don't forget to count anyone as less important. Everybody in our life is important in this world. Then where does this all of these blessings come from? As you and I acknowledge that it is coming from God. As we sing during the offertory time, praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
We sing that every Sunday. Many times it is repetitive, so we lose the significance or the importance or the meaning of that song. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. All blessings come from God. According to the scripture in James chapter 1, we read, all good and perfect gifts are from God, and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of lights. So blessings need to be counted, tangible or intangible. There's a lot of blessings that we start counting. There will not be enough time for us to count them. In Psalm 8, we read that when I observe your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you set in place, what is man that you remember him? What is man that you remember? That God remembers us when he considers all those planets and the universe around us. Many times we compare about things that we don't have, but other people may have. But what you have is very important when you start counting them. There is a story about a prophet who was going to meet God, and he was on his journey to meet God, and he saw a man, a rich man. And he said, I'm going to go talk to God. And the rich man told him, can you talk to God about me? God has given me a lot of money and wealth. Ask him to stop giving me more, because I can manage all of these things. That's unusual, right? So the prophet went there and continued his journey, and he saw a poor man. And the poor man told him to tell God to give him stuff, because God is not taking care of me. Ask God to give me more money and wealth. So he went to talk to God, and God told about he talked about the rich man, and God told him, tell the rich man to stop thanking me, and then I will stop giving him. And then he talked to God about the poor man, and then God told him to tell him to start thanking me, then I will start giving him. So he came and talked to the rich man, said, hey, God told me that you thank him for everything, so he continues to give you. So stop thanking God, then God will stop giving you. He said, how can I do that? Even when I had nothing, I had the wealth of thanking God. I can never stop thanking God. That can never happen. But when he came and talked to the poor man, God said, you know, stop and start thanking me. He said, why should I thank God? What has he given me? What has God given me that I should thank him? So as you thank God, God gives you more. That's what the moral of the story is. When you start complaining, remember what you have and you have been blessed with. Blessings abound when we acknowledge it and thank God for it. And also blessings are not to be enjoyed by yourselves. It is about blessing this world with the blessings that we have. Just like a candle, can share its light to another candle and make the room brighter. And that doesn't mean that your brightness goes down, it is doubled. As we continue to light candles more and more, space becomes more bright. And 2 Corinthians, Paul says, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, you will abound in every good work. So one of the great men who wrote about a blessing is an act, a gesture or word whereby one person transmits the power of life to another. That is what a blessing is. So if you find it hard to find blessing to start counting, think about this. If you woke up this morning with life and health and were able to get up this morning without serious illness, you are more blessed than 6 million people who will not survive this week.
Amen.
And if you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the people in this world. Think about that. We are in the 25%. If you have never experienced the danger of war and imprisonment and agony and torture, you are ahead of 500 million people. And if you can attend a church meeting without fear or harassment or persecution, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. So think about these things. Reverend Metcalf was a counselor also, who was a pastor. He was a chaplain in a hospice center for some time, and he wrote about a story. He met a 13-year-old Chuck who was in treatment for a terminal cancer. And he didn't have many days to live. So Reverend Metcalf spent time with him every day. And one day, the boy gave him a bundle of papers, about 10 sheets of paper written both sides. And he told him, "I want you to give this to my mom and dad after I die." And when he looked at those lists, it is about all the things that he shared with their parents, the time that they spent together, the Christmas and the Thanksgiving and the birthdays and all those celebrations from his, wherever he can remember, all those years of life up until 13 years old. And he was touched by that boy's gratefulness about the list of blessings that he listed there. So he himself started writing his blessing in his life. And that's when he discovered that there is not enough paper, not enough letters, not enough words to write all those blessings in this world. Looking each day for the moments of laughter, satisfaction, and joy, our list will begin to grow. Count our blessings. There's a song that we have sung today. It was written by a Methodist lay preacher by name Johnson Ottman of New Jersey in the 1800s. He wrote many songs, about 5,000 hymns. One of them is Count Your Blessings and Higher Ground, He Included Me and All That. But this particular hymn, he started counting his blessings. And it goes like this: when upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross that you carry seem to be heavy? Count your blessings. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings that the angels will attend. Help and comfort will give you to your journey's end. So let us join this songwriter and David. As David says like this: how precious to me your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Let us learn to count again. May the good Lord help us to count our blessings, to be thankful for all the blessings that we have in our lives. during this time and in the new year to come. Amen. Our closing hymn is 569.
Don't leave, because I want to show you something.
We have a story to tell to the nation. We will sing verses 1 and 4. If you are able, please stand. 569.
The story to tell to the nation that shall turn their hearts to the right, a story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and love, a story of peace and love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and love. We've a Savior to show to the nations, who the path of sorrow had trod, that all of the world's great shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of now and light.
People of God, may God's richest blessings be yours today and always. May His grace abound toward you, may His love cascade over you, and may the rivers of His goodness flow abundantly through you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.